queer real life lovers. I'm Diana.
And I'm Merv.
And you're listening to Ménage à Trois Radio, where we discuss your hearts and your parts.
Oh, yeah, we do. We also invite a third party to join us here in the sack. We'll be chatting about sex, relationships, and every goddamn thing in between.
Ain't that the truth?
Oh, it is. Lover, you look fucking fabulous today.
That's so nice.
Came out with a dress on.
I have a lot of cool vintage dresses from when I was cool in my 20s. And I didn't shower today, so I thought, if you're going to smell bad, you can look good.
If you're going to stank, look good. That's a good lesson.
Also, some exciting news. Murf and I recently joined City Bike.
Oh, yes. City Bike members, so we can ride all over town.
Like fat tourists.
Yep, we will die out there.
We will.
Fucking fat and drunk late at night riding around.
Please look in that rear view before you open the car door.
Yes, one of our corpses will be skidding down the road.
You know who's not a corpse?
No.
This Brooklyn-based comedy and art renaissance goblin. She's a fine artist, stand-up comedian, and all-around performer.
You've seen her on the special Without Brett Davis on the Manhattan Neighborhood Network and at stages all over New York City.
Her beautiful and disturbing artworks have been featured in many an art exhibition, and she herself in many a performance art piece.
Welcome, Lorelei Ramirez.
Woohoo!
Hello.
Hey.
Did you mind that I called you a goblin?
No, I like that. That was cool. I was worried you would say something nice.
I think goblin can be cool.
Goblins are cool.
Yeah, I like goblin.
We've just done like 140 episodes, and we're like, you know this comedian, so I'm getting weird with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. That was wonderful. I was like, wow, she really wrote it out.
Hey, you're welcome.
Thanks.
What do we do here, lover?
Well, we like to wine and dine our guests, and we got some of this trilogy kombucha for Lorelei.
That's true. What are the three flavors in trilogy? Or what's the three?
Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Yeah, probably that.
Interesting.
It's a very spiritual drink.
It's making me feel like the Christ is within me.
Yeah, it says that it'll renew, rebalance, rebuild, reclaim, rekindle, recharge. That's more than three.
That's a lot. Six.
But
here's three. Enlightened for everyone everywhere. Is that it?
Maybe. I think we're getting closer. But I like it. It's good. It's good for your stomach. It tastes good. It's like a healthy soda.
Yes.
Right.
But it's like all this bacteria that goes in your stomach and helps you poop.
Yes.
Does it make your poops better?
I don't know.
Cool.
I think so.
The jury's still out on that.
It's a probiotic.
Right.
It helps with that gut rot.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Gut rot.
So it'll attack that bottle of wine that's currently in my stomach from last night.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
So, Lorelei, are you single, looking to mingle?
No, I have a boyfriend that I live with.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Not mingling at this time.
Not mingling. I'm not. When I am single, I don't mingle. I stay away from people.
Great.
So
how did you meet your boyfriend?
I met him at an open mic at The Pit.
Ooh.
Oh, cool.
Yes, and we were laughing at somebody, and he looked back, and I told him to not look at me because I was laughing too hard. But
he couldn't help himself.
Yeah, he looked back and turned into stone.
It's a romantic story for the ages.
Yes.
Don't look at me!
That Medusa, those eyes turned to stone.
Yeah.
Yeah, laughing really hard and crying really hard are both like... Not people's best look.
When I cry really hard, I sometimes do just start laughing, too. I can't help myself.
Oh, right. Do you ever, like, look at yourself in the mirror when you're crying, and then you're like, this is fucking dumb. And then it makes you sadder. You're like, I'm looking at myself in a mirror, laughing, crying. It's like, really sucks.
It's like, shows you how the opposite ends of the spectrum, if you go too far, actually just connect.
Yes.
It's all the same.
It's the trilogy.
It's the trilogy.
Laughing, crying in the mirror.
And we're back. Thank you so much. We are sponsored by kombucha. Please tune in.
We should have our own kombucha line called kombucha.
We should.
Oh, wow. You know,
seminal fluids in there, perhaps.
That's
good. Vaginal and seminal.
You can get mouth pregnancy by drinking our soda.
Our little guys are swimming around in there.
I'm going to work on that timeline. All right. That's enough chit chat.
Well, what do you say we slide into sexy science?
What do we do here, lover?
Oh, my. Well, we like to rip articles from the headlines.
Rip from the headlines.
To discuss topical matters of the hearts and parts. This one is from our friends at Deadspin. Title of this is There's My Little Pony Porn Hiding in iOS 10.
So if you've
updated... What in the world is this?
Okay, this is really funny. It's basically just like Apple fucking up, trying to be puritanical. If you've updated your phone to iOS, you may already know it's a nightmare for many reasons, one of which is that if you search the default GIF library for butt, B-U-T-T, butt, mm-hmm. you'll find one naughty My Little Pony doing weird shit.
Oh, yeah, and apparently if you search tits or dick, you get nothing. So Apple just blocked those entirely, but not butt. And then Apple's probably... pulling from places like Giphy, they just sent a cartoon pony vagina to millions of phones nationwide.
Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah.
And it's not just any pony. This is Fluttershy, who's a My Little Pony, a female Pegasus pony. She lives in a small cottage near the Everfree Forest and takes care of animals. So it's like a really funny pony to be like bearing.
I'm trying to look it up right now. Do I have 10? Do I have iOS 10?
I don't know. Have you updated, dear? I certainly don't.
I didn't update.
You did?
I did not.
Oh, did not.
But I will now for that. Yeah.
Now that there's that pony porn.
Yeah. I just love this because they like just decided that certain words were bad and then fucked up on one.
But.
Like no one would care if they hadn't blocked anything. You
right.
know?
Wait, but they made a GIF.
Like
someone made it.
Their default GIF keyboard just pulls from like
anything.
Other stuff.
Okay.
So, they, like, blocked dicks and tits, mm-hmm. but they forgot to block butt, which they just shouldn't be blocking anything. So the first one that comes up
so
is, like, and it's weird, too, that a pony's vagina comes up when you do butt.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's the butt of the animal kingdom is the pony vagina. Is
really?
It's my understanding of
I believe
biology.
The pony has a butt. Am I wrong? Have you seen a pony, Lorelei?
Yeah. I used to have a pony a long time ago, and I would ride around on it, and its ass was a vagina.
Oh, it was. So okay.
See, there it is.
It's just it's like, yeah. It's hard to talk about because the pony's in space now. And
oh, Scientologist?
I think it's just being probed and stuff.
Got
but,
it.
Oh, yeah, it was
yes.
taken away from me a long time ago.
I hate that.
You for come testing.
Out- for testing.
You come out to ride, but the field has, like, a weird design on it, and the pony's gone?
The pony has been taken.
Yeah.
I've heard about that happening.
Damn.
Mm.
You don't get much of that in the city.
No, not enough, anyway. You confuse it.
Crop circles?
For...
Crop circles, yeah.
Not enough crop circles in the city.
No, mm-hmm. Here it's just like, is that a cigarette burn, or is something happening?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Supernaturally.
Yes.
Extraterrestrially.
What if it was, like, a giant cigarette burn? In the city. What if you looked
right
at it
down 8th Avenue.
From like far away and it was just a big burn?
Like a giant put his cigarette out
mm-hmm.
in
yes.
Manhattan?
And we're all like just running around in it.
And they're trying to talk to us from another world.
Maybe
we
that's
don't hear
what
them.
A volcano is.
But we don't hear them.
We don't listen. volcanoes are cigarette ashtrays, yes, for the giants.
For the giants.
Yeah,
yes.
Ashtrays.
We're hitting a lot of spirituality in this podcast.
I know.
I'm pretty
know.
Excited about that.
I feel tuned in today.
Me too. I think it's this trilogy.
I think so. I think I'm just got a little I'm floating on this trilogy.
And it's raining. The times
and
there
it's
are
raining. We're all probably like really emotional right now. And then just like tuning into each other's energy and the kombucha and like, your dress.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. There's
you
know, a lot of
the dress.
The dress.
The kombucha.
I think it's like all about the dress.
I'm just saying yes to the dress right now.
Thanks, mm-hmm. guys.
Can't help myself.
Today's my spiritual wedding.
Ah.
What?
I do. Well, Pegasus Puss and whatever else is going on here. I don't know, Apple. Send me an update.
And stop
I don't
censoring
even know what it,
words.
Yeah. Let the dicks in and the tits in and mm-hmm. the butts in. I don't even know what the hell this keyboard is. I don't know how that works.
Well,
I tried to look it up on my phone, but I don't.
Basically, the kids these days, instead of communicating in words,
yeah, emoji have, stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, but they have keyboards that are GIFs. So it'll be like, and if you want to be like happy birthday, you'll get like someone from a TV show being like happy birthday, happy birthday.
Ross
happy
from
birthday,
Friends, I hope.
Happy birthday. Yeah, and then they send that.
Okay.
And I've heard about it, so I think they're like. Look up butt, and then they get, like, a horse's vag.
Well, God bless the kids.
God bless them.
Oh, speaking of the kids, let's get into listener love, huh?
Let's do it.
this in a mailbag.
Lorelai, kids email us and they tweet at us and they sometimes stop us on the street for advice.
Not like children.
No, no, no. They're adults. I mean, they're mature, let's say.
Some of them are very old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some of them are elderly, but kids at
they're
heart.
They're all children of God.
Yes.
Nice.
This is the most religious we've ever been.
I know. Now I like it. Now I'm like pushing
the thing. Yeah, we're into it. But we're shitty at giving advice, so we hope you could help us.
Okay, sure.
Haas, who do we have first?
Our first question comes from Candace in Hoboken via our email, menage@radio.gmail. Candy says, when I'm in a restaurant, I order milk and lap it up with my tongue like a cat. My husband says I'm a weirdo and need therapy. Is this true?
Oh, fuck your husband. With that kind of attitude, telling you how to drink your milk.
This is not a sex or relationship question.
No.
I don't know if this is this real? Do you think it's real?
I think all our questions are real.
Okay.
I think everyone is 100% accurate. No bits.
Do you think they're exaggerating the truth a little bit over here?
Yeah, lapping up.
I bet they just like sip and like do a little tongue thing.
Just a little.
Yeah.
Which I guess is a little bit weird, but if your partner doesn't understand that. That's weird.
Yeah. Who orders milk in a restaurant? That's the weirder thing.
Right.
Who cares how you fucking consume it? You're ordering milk.
I mean, I've done that before, though. Like, I've lapped it up like a cat before.
In a restaurant?
Yes. It's fun, so I can't blame this person. But if it's like a problem that you have to do all the time,
maybe. Right, like compulsive.
Yeah.
If it's the only way you could do it.
I think it sounds fun to do every once in a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Seems like both parties are, you know, have some reason.
Now, what about that cat scratch? Like the tongue has, the human tongue doesn't have those. You can't really pick up milk the way a cat can.
Right.
Cat can kind of just.
Yeah.
And it just has those little bristles on the tongue if you've ever been licked by a cat.
It's like a sandpaper tongue.
Yeah.
I mean,
my
tongue. Still fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get a little taste of it at least.
I try to lap it up and it just drips off my wet human tongue.
Mm.
So then I put my milk in a bottle and I lie on the ground and I go, and Murph squirts it in
my mouth. I squirt it and I rub your belly.
That's true. And then I shit myself.
Yep.
But it's a nice clean poop because I've been drinking kombucha.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know what advice to give you. I think your husband sucks.
Tell him to just get on board.
I don't know.
I mean,
I don't even know anymore.
I mean, it's.
I think that her husband should understand a little bit.
Yeah.
But if she's doing it all the time, that is a social problem.
Right.
Like, that is like socially weird.
Yeah.
People around you will not agree.
Right. But if you're married, you should already. It's weird that he's. I don't know. But if it's been going on for a long time, maybe. Get it checked out.
Maybe it was an arranged marriage and they met on the way they got married. And he was like, champagne for everybody. And she was like, I'll take milk. And then just drank it like a cat.
And then he was like, man, what an arrangement I got on my hands here.
It is weird though, because you want to be like, anything goes. But like, say every time I was at a buffet, I just ran up and like jammed all the salad in my pants.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
That wouldn't be acceptable.
No.
But if you did it once. It would be funny.
It would kill.
Right. It would kill. Everyone would be like, dude, that fucking rocks.
That's the
then
salad
like
girl.
Every day, they're like,
enough.
It's like makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah. They're like, I wanted salad and now I don't.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I think we helped, Candace.
I think so.
Yeah, I think we helped.
You're welcome. Haas, who else do it?
Oh, that kombucha.
Puked.
Yeah, I just puked a little bit of boot.
It's got those bubbles from the fermentation.
Oh, it's the Holy Ghost running through me.
Feel the health.
Well, okay. Our second question is from Federico in Sacramento, California, via our Facebook page, Menage a Trois Radio. Rico asks, I got a two-parter. I have been fantasizing sexually about my pastor while he gives dope sermons.
Okay.
Am I going to hell? And two, any way to hit that?
It's good you caught us on a spiritual day.
Right.
It's
so strange. I love this.
Yeah. Everything's connected.
So, yes, you are going to hell unless you cleanse yourself with bucha.
Booch.
Any
way to hit that. I'm never quite clear on which like church leaders are allowed to fuck?
I think pastors are allowed to fuck.
So priests are Catholic priests and cannot fuck.
Yes.
Except for kids.
They can only fuck children.
So pastor, I would say, yeah, there you may be able to hit that.
Yeah, I think so.
But I don't know about the hell one. I think you covered that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. I was just spewing it out there. I say no heaven, no hell.
Yeah.
No fucking up pastor. It's just love.
Maybe it's like laughing and crying. If you go farther and far enough into heaven or hell, it becomes the other.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. That's scary.
It's like the yin and the yang.
Yes. You're just so...
I got to go.
See you later.
I got to get the fuck out of here.
So good in heaven, you just turn around and you're in hell.
Oh, we locked the door, Lorelai. You can't leave.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. Great.
I snap.
Heaven or hell.
Oh, my.
Oh, no.
You just invited, like, the wrong person.
Yeah, that was the seance.
I do like the two-parter. We don't get many of those.
No.
I think that if they're listening, hell and heaven aren't real, first of all.
Yep. Mm.
God isn't real.
Mm-mm.
And
oh, shit.
Your pastor is... just talking shit. So I'm sure if they're really comfortable talking shit, they'd be comfortable having sex with you if they're attracted to your sex.
Yo, that's good advice.
You have to respect that.
Helped.
You know? Helped.
Yo, helped.
Lorelai, that was amazing.
Two for two.
Finally.
Haas.
Yes, lastly, Patrick DM'd us on Twitter at Menage Radio. Pat wonders, my scrotum looks exactly like Gollum.
That's it?
Yeah.
Not a question.
Photo.
Definitely not a
question.
Tweet
a photo.
Tweet a photo.
I mean, what the hell else can we say about that?
It's like a beautiful, like, mound of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't Gollum gray?
I mean.
Oh, no.
I'm just worried there's a medical problem.
Right.
Yeah. You might have scrot rot, I guess.
Dead scrot?
Dead scrot.
Dead sea scrot?
I mean, also, that's of all the rotten scrotes to pull out, if it really does look like Gollum, I think you'd be it would get a laugh, I think. It would get like a, wow.
Right.
Yeah, you're like, look at this, my precious.
Yeah.
And you're like, cool, man.
You killed that impression.
You got to go to a doctor.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, don't take it out at random.
No.
Never take it out.
Not even if it's good looking, don't take it out. At random.
I think you should keep
only
your pants
when prompted
on for sex and just pull the penis out of the fly.
Just pull it out the hole.
Oh, yes. Yes, keep the scrot inside the fly.
Gollum likes the dark.
Mm-hmm.
The dark depths of the trousers.
Yeah. He's a tortured creature, I believe.
Yeah, it was interesting reading the books and then seeing the interpretation of Gollum.
Yeah, never read the books. Was it a different interpretation?
I mean, it matches up. Like, nothing was conflicting, but it's just interesting to see
how someone else
interprets something from a novel.
Mm-hmm.
You were thinking of it as just a straight-up scrotum.
I thought he was a scrotum.
Next thing you know, Peter Jackson.
Gandalf was the phallus.
Mm-hmm.
Gollum was the scrot. Frodo was a chode.
The eye was the
what's
the Pegasus
a chode?
Vagina.
I don't know what a chode is.
A short, fat dick.
Oh, my God.
So it's where the width is as much as the length.
I am going to use that word now.
It's like one of my faves.
That's so funny.
When someone like
short
bumps you on the street, you go, fuck off, chode.
Wow.
I was using it in context.
Wow.
Can we all use it in a sentence?
Absolutely.
Let's go around. Haas?
Hey, Dad, stop being a chode.
Haas sasses his parents. Oh, man, my chode, it's just been out all day in the sun.
Interesting.
Hey, yeah, I'm here for an appointment. Great. Oh, I can go right in. Thanks so much. Hey, yeah, I'm having just a problem. I've got this thing on my hand. It looks like a chode. That's me at the doctor.
That was great.
Thank you.
That
medical
does look like a chode, by the way, that thing on your hand.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Yep. I mean, it's actually my brother.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes. You took him over in the womb.
Yeah, and I just leave
all
him
that's
on
left
my
is
arm.
His Joe,
yeah,
you?
It's like a lot of my stand-up is around just my brother that's there on my hand. I also have one on the back of my neck.
Ooh. Ooh. Another brother? Or?
Another brother, yeah.
Brother from the same mother.
I love that you were just the strongest of all the triplets.
Yeah.
You're like, fuck it, I'm living life. You two can just be along for the ride.
I mean, I remember like tearing them apart and just kind of like the whole process. So
pre-birth memory.
Yeah. It was really insane.
Sounds pretty cray.
I think only the strong survive. I think that's how that works.
Sounds pretty chode.
Yeah.
Can you use it like that?
A little chode.
That's chode as fuck.
I think that's chode as fuck.
Chode as fuck is really good.
Yep.
I had something to say and I forgot what it was.
Well, nice ball bag, bro.
Thank
three
you.
Three for
three. Nailed. All right. What's up next?
Six sections. These are rapid fire sex questions for Lorelai.
Oh my God.
We answered those questions, but now we have some for you.
We're going to play some stressful music.
Okay.
And you're going to answer as quickly as you can.
Okay.
And the door is locked.
Right.
Door's locked. No help from your chode bros.
No.
Growing on
the
hand.
Dude, that choden sucks.
Choden.
Strap your chode to the woody. Go to the beach. Wow. It's a surfing reference.
Don't chode with me, man. All right. Six sections begins now. If you were to make love to a piece of furniture, which one would you choose?
Couch.
What's the sexiest animal?
Bee. Oh, no, I hate bees.
Who's your number one celebrity crush?
I don't know. Gumby.
What U.S. president would you be?
Obama.
69 or 420?
420.
And lastly, what song lyric would you sing to steal America's heart?
Song lyric?
Yeah.
My heart will go on.
Oh, okay. Yes. Oh. Celine.
Sweet Celine.
Oh. So the bees, not the bees.
Not the bees.
I don't know why I said that. I hate bees. Yeah. I run away from bees.
You wanted to hate fuck them, I think.
Yeah, I guess so. That's not me, but I guess
pleasure
like,
and pain.
I guess it's there now.
It's there.
Now that I know it's there. That's fucked up.
You learn a lot about yourself in six sections.
Yes.
We've found.
It's true.
People have like breakdowns, breakthroughs.
Gumby.
Damn it.
Gumby's sexy.
Gumby's
Gumby,
great.
Gumby is
he's a nimble lover.
One of my first crushes.
That's a good crush.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's just like so nice.
Nice. Very nice.
Very nice.
Stretchy. Cool.
Patient.
Green.
Mm-hmm.
Green.
Loves animals.
Mm-hmm.
420. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what I would say too.
Yeah, definitely.
And my heart will go on. It's a great, great message for America right now.
Yes.
Thanks.
You're welcome, America. what do we say we get it wet?
Let's get it wet.
Ooh, make it wet.
yeah.
Well, what the hell happens here now?
All right, and we're gonna have a contest between the three of us. Haz will be the judge.
Okay, awesome.
So
we got these excerpts here. We grabbed them from various mediums, and they're not written to be sexy at all. But we gotta make them as sultry as we can with our sexy voices.
Oh wow!
So Haz, what's our source material today?
Well, since Lorelai is an artist, this week we'll be reading hot tips on how to critique art.
Ooh.
Okay, so first up, let's have Murph. I believe you should have some art criticism. Great.
Took a bite out of this one.
Why don't you go ahead and make it sloppy?
Step one, describe what you see. This is the objective portion of the art critique. It involves a technical description. Nothing more. It should include things like artist name, title of work, type of artwork, subject of painting, scene. Objects in the painting, first impression, hey, note the characteristics of the artwork that first jump out at you. Colors used, shapes, lines, texture, light saturation, and sensory qualities.
Damn.
Wow.
Holy shit. Wow.
That was really good.
That's how you critique.
That was great.
That should be your job.
I should.
But you need that as a job.
Anyone pay me, please, to do that.
I think it'd be... make it easier to hear some pretty rough criticism
rough
of my artwork if I was getting it read to me by a sexy voice.
Yeah.
Haz?
Yeah.
Who's next?
Diana.
Oh, that's
it's you.
Wow.
So you should have your art how-to.
I do.
And go ahead and make a drip.
All right. Step two, analyze the artwork. Evolve the art criticism from a technical description to an in-depth examination of how the technical elements were utilized by the artist to create the overall impression conveyed by the artwork. Technical elements you need to analyze when you critique artwork include color, shapes, forms, and lines, texture, light and shadow, and how each technical element contributes to the mood, meaning, and aesthetic sensation of the artwork.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's how it's done.
That was a mouthful, huh?
Excuse me?
No. all right, well, last up we have Lorelei. You should have the criticism, documentation there. So go ahead and get so wet, we'll know you're painting with watercolor.
Great. All right.
That was your intro. You're welcome.
You really sold that.
All right, Oz. Here I go.
Fuck. Sorry. Do you want to take it again?
No, it's okay.
Good.
Step three, interpret the artwork. This part of an art critique is more subjective than others. Try to accomplish the following things when formulating your interpretation. Communicate the artist's statement. Describe what you think the artist is trying to say. Expound on the feeling conveyed by the artwork. Describe what the artwork means to you and why. Explain what you feel is the artist's intended purpose for creating that particular work of art.
Oh my god.
Thank you so much.
Jeez.
Possessed by the sensual nature.
All right, well, this is a tough one. I mean, those are all very moist, but I'm going to have to go ahead and say the winner is Lorelei.
What?
Wow.
Because that was a great series of voices.
Yes.
It was like a gangbang.
Yeah.
It was a gangbang. That's what I'm known for. Gangbang voice.
Congratulations on your win.
Oh. Well, I think we need some virtual sugar. What do you think?
Let's slip on over.
All right. So, in this cup, we know you're in a relationship.
Mm-hmm. Pretend you're not for just a moment.
Okay. Or any one of those people that we heard coming out in that last piece could also be on a date.
So you're picking either my name, Murph, or Haas, and you'll go on an improvised date with that person.
Murph.
All right.
Woo-woo.
All right. It's almost always Haas.
Yeah, except for that one time Haas and I played a trick on you and only put your name in.
Oh, my God.
Good fucking trick.
It was a sick burn.
All right.
All right, you guys ready?
Yes.
Your date begins now.
Love those shoes.
Thanks. What's up?
Not much. Just got my driver's license finally.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Why?
I just waited, you know? It was like when I was young, it was just all my friends had it, and I was just was scared to drive.
That's cool.
Yeah.
What movie did you want to watch today?
What about Deliverance? It's like a cool movie about being out in the woods and, you know, like a freaky woods family just fucks with you and beats you up and tries to kill you, but you can't get away because you're in the woods.
That's cool.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of inspired me to get my driver's license, really, because I was like, you got to be able to drive in those situations.
Right.
John Voight's in there.
That's cool. I'm not that big of a fan, but.
Me neither. He's serviceable.
Oh. Yeah.
You know.
Hey, Mickey, mind if I watch with you guys? I'm not going out tonight.
Yeah, my roommate loves Deliverance.
That's cool. What's your name?
Troy.
Hey, Troy.
Hey.
Have I seen you before at, like, a show?
I did.
Lorelei?
Yeah. You're talking about the micro penis show?
Yeah. Yeah. Did you win that?
I did. I had the smallest dick.
That's awesome.
I mean, I want to say in the five boroughs, but Staten Island was not represented.
Cool.
Cool.
I mean, you can, is it okay?
I mean, you can join the movie if
you want.
Do you mind if I snuggle in on the couch?
Big celebrity, big, smallest dick in the four boroughs.
Yeah, there's like the couch. There's like two couches.
Yeah.
There's the one that fits two people and there's the one that fits one. I mean, you can share with me if you want.
Yeah, I have a low body temperature, so it's better
if
I can snuggle up.
Cool. I'll sit on my own couch.
Is that okay?
That's fine.
Cool.
Thanks, Mickey.
Yeah, no sweat, Troy.
Hey, congrats on that driver's license, man.
Thanks, man.
It really inspired me to get mine at some point.
I think I'm going to go. I feel a little bit weird today.
Do you want me to get off your lap?
No, you could stay on.
You're gonna leave with him on your lap?
Come with me if you want.
You need
want.
A ride?
Okay. I'll get an Uber. I already called one like 30 minutes ago. So.
Oh, man. Well.
All right. I'm going to head out with her. Have fun on your date, man.
Cool. I'll just watch Deliverance by myself.
Wait, hold on, Troy. Can you hold on a second?
Yeah.
Hey, Murph.
Hey.
Can we just go the side?
Just quick
here?
Sidebar. Yeah.
I'm really sorry. I don't normally do this. I'm sorry.
I get it. He's a celebrity. I get it.
Yeah.
But just so you know.
Cool. We're not going to sleep together or anything. I just want to, you know, I didn't say this at first, but I don't have any genitals.
No genitals.
No genitals. So somebody with a smaller, kind of smaller thing.
Yeah.
Is maybe expecting you
kind of meet in halfway. Yeah.
Like, so just don't take it personally.
He's barely got genitals.
Right, right.
All right. Do you want to hold hands for just a minute before you leave?
Okay.
All right. Cool.
Hey.
All right.
Don't hold hands
with.
We're gonna hang out.
Easy, Troy.
That's my girl now.
I don't think so.
I don't think she said that.
I'm not opposed to that.
Also, FYI, no, I won't tell. I won't say. All right. Never mind.
The genital thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm on her lap, so I heard all that.
Right.
Right.
Okay. Well. I bet you there's someone in Staten Island with a smaller dick than you, Troy.
Fuck you, man. That really hurt.
Good night. I'm sorry. Good night to you.
Bye.
I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry.
Your hand was awesome.
Thanks so much. Thanks so much.
Good night. Yes.
That was a really romantic and passionate date.
It was.
That was good.
It was like that all's fair in love and war kind of like.
Yeah. You can't help it when your roommate
people
just
are so complicated.
Your...
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You cut the tension with a knife.
Oh, yeah. It did make me sad that there might be someone out there with a smaller peep than Troy.
Me too. You know what else makes me sad?
What's that?
Saying goodbye to sweet Lorelai.
I know. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
That was the best timing of that music ever, Haas.
Congrats. You guys don't have to bid adieu to Lorelai. Visit pileoftears.com and follow her on Twitter at pileoftears.
Also, you got to see her in action. She's got a few shows coming up. Not Dead Yet, September 28th, 8 p.m., Manhattan Inn. And she has a solo show October 15th at 8 p.m. at the Annoyance Theater. Both shows feature many rad performers. Thank you so much, Lorelai, for joining us.
Wow, thank you. It was an honor.
We also have to legally thank our producer, Butthole.
Yep.
That's Ben Hosley.
And also, our mama, UCB Comedy, for hosting. Tweet at us at Menage Radio.
Reach out and touch us at menageatois.radio@gmail.com.
And don't ever tweet at us about your genitals looking like Gollum without just showing a pic. I mean, what the hell else can you do?
Twit pic.
Would you really accept a picture from somebody?
People do tweet at us genital stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
It doesn't bother you?
No.
Not if it looks like Gollum.
Yeah, the standard has got to at least be...
Wow.
Yeah.
Although I do wonder if, like, seeing the real photo of the Gollum scrotum would be a departure from how I've imagined it in my mind.
That's true. Mm. You're Peter Jackson. Fool me once.
Wow.
Well, good night, everyone.
Bye.
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.